I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. She was partially deaf, suffered from depression, and had no children of her own. And yet she founded the Girl Scouts of America. Juliet Gordon Lowe was born into wealth in Savannah in 1860. Two accidents in her 20s left her partially deaf and led to bouts of depression. At 26, she married William Lowe, a wealthy British merchant, and they lived in London. But Lowe abandoned Juliet for another woman. He asked for a divorce, which was underway when he died suddenly in 1905. 6 years later, Juliet met Sir Robert Baden-Powell, the British founder of the Boy Scouts, and the meeting changed her life. She became active in the Girl Guides in Britain, and in 1912, she returned to Georgia and started the Girl Scouts of America. It would become the largest voluntary association for women and girls in the United States. By 1925, there were 90,000 Girl Scouts in America. Juliet Gordon Lowe was buried in her Girl Scout uniform when she died in 1927, a remarkable life that began on October 31st, 1860, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.